Hello, this is Second Period Computer Fundamentals, copyright 2007, all rights reserved, Victoria A. Davis, and Westwood Schools.
Okay. What did we talk about yesterday?
We talked about goals.
Mm-hmm. And why do we set goals?
So if
you
have something to work
out for. Right. I want you either in Word or on a piece of paper. Y'all, I'm going to start my planner check tomorrow. I'm giving you till tomorrow. If you have it today and want to show it to me. And what do I mean by planner? Do I mean that you have to go out and buy a $100 planner? What can you have, particularly guys, you may want to do this. You have one? Well, you're going to have to bring it. And I want you to have it with you. That is one of the principles of effective time management, is that you have it with you. Don't go get it now. No. Bring it tomorrow to class without me having to ask. Okay? And I've got these notes. I'm going to give them to you here in a minute. They're on the copier, and they were behind somebody else and didn't print out quite yet. I want you in Word or on a piece of paper, and I'll check yours here in just a second. I'll give bonus to those who did bring them. In Word or on a piece of paper. You may want to write on a piece of paper where nobody else can see. Because the stuff you're going to do on your goal setting and your thoughts and what you want to accomplish and what you want to do, that's your private business. Okay? Now, I'll tell you that there are people that are doing things now. TJ, I'm not going to say his last name because I'm recording, but y'all know who I'm talking about. In ninth grade, decided that he really wanted to go to the Naval Academy. And that was his goal. And so he shared that with me, and we sat down after school and we said, okay, let's look at it. Let's see on their website, what's it going to take to get in? SAT-wise, grade-wise. And y'all, he's had to work very, very hard. Because he didn't have a great first semester of his ninth grade year at all. He's had to work very, very hard, but that's his dream. And you know what? He's a lot closer than most other folks who their senior year they decide, oh, they want to do this. And it just breaks my heart. One time there was somebody who was a senior who didn't go here. And she was, I'm not going to say where I was because you'll figure out who it is. But I was somewhere and she was helping me with something. And I was like, well, what you want to do? And she says, well, I'm a senior. I'm going to graduate. I'm going to take the SAT for the first time in November. And I want to go to Georgia. And then I want to get into law school. That's what I want to do. And I said, you hadn't taken the SAT yet? Nope, I'm going to take it the first time in November. Well, first of all, if you want to go to Georgia, taking the SAT one time is not going to cut it. Because the first time you take the SAT, you can just throw it out the door. You're not going to do your best. You will not. At all. Because you don't. You're nervous. You don't know how to take the test. You don't. Brittany, I was talking to her the other day. Brittany B., who's a senior. And she jumped way up in her last SAT. And this is like the fourth or fifth time she's taken it. And I was like, why did you jump up so much? And she said, I think I'm just used to taking the test. I understand how to take it. And she jumped way up, and now she can get into Georgia Tech. If you want to do something with your life, life doesn't happen by accident. Life is intentional. There are so many people who have the same dreams you have, and they want to make it happen, and they're willing to work hard. And a lot of those people are overseas. They want your dream, and they want your American dream, right? Y'all know a lot of our colleges have a lot of people from overseas. Have y'all noticed that? Y'all have brothers and sisters in college and heard about that? Y'all heard it? Yes? No? A lot of people from overseas in college, our colleges. And that's okay because America educates the world. That's one thing we export is education. We do it very well. But there are people all over this world who would love to have your job of the future and will charge a lot less than you want to make. And you have to say, this is what I want to do. I am passionate about this. I'm interested in this. This is what I want to do, and here's how I want to get there. So what I want you to do just for a moment is I want you just to jot down some notes to yourself of some things that you would like to see happen in your life. And y'all, when I wrote down my goal that I wanted to do beauty pageants, I weighed 150 pounds and I had glasses and braces. And I was 5'3". That's when I wrote my goals down that I wanted to do that. And that was one of my goals, that I want to do beauty pageants. And, you know, like, people would look at me like, what? You know, that one of the girls in my class, probably the most hurtful thing that ever was said to me, was actually said to me when I was in about 10th grade. And she said, I sure am glad that you decided to make yourself look better. And I was like, what? She said, one time my mama saw you coming out of school and said, how could anybody's mother let their child look so ugly? And that was still me. I was still me, even though I had the glasses and the braces off and I had shed a bunch of weight and I cared more about how I looked and got a new cute hairstyle. That was still me, and that was very, very hurtful. So you have to not listen to other people and what they think. There have been a ton of people who've told TJ, oh, you can't get into the Naval Academy. Why waste your time? You know? And if he'd listened to them, he wouldn't have gotten as far, and he is very, very, very close. And you have to not listen to people. They're dream stealers. You have to look at what you want to do, and you know in your heart what you want to do. When I was in sixth grade, I turned to my mom, and I had already lost, oh, good 5 or 6 elections. Everything I ran for, my class didn't like me very much. As happens a lot of times when you have somebody who works real hard in school, the other people make fun of you. And some of you know what I'm talking about. And so I never could get elected to anything that I ran for. And I ran for everything. You know how you had those elections and you have people who throw their names in for everything and they never get anything? Well, that was me. And I read about Abraham Lincoln, and I believe the only election he ever won was President of the United States. I think maybe he won one other election, I'm not sure, but I know he won. I'm pretty sure it's just one. And in fact, when he was postmaster, he was so bad that he got kicked out for the worst efficiency rating. So Abraham Lincoln was a dismal failure until he became president. And even then, a lot of people didn't like him. So, and I told my mom, I think God wants me to be a leader. And she believed me. But I still had to run, and I still had to lose a ton of elections till I started getting elected. And then once I hit about 8th grade and I ran for student government, back then the whole high school would vote. And you would have elections, and I won by a landslide. Everybody in all the other classes voted for me, but my class didn't vote for me at all. Okay, the same thing happened in 10th. And then I started winning a lot of elections. And then when I went on to college, I won just about everything that I ran for and was president of a lot of stuff at Georgia Tech. But I was really young. I was in 6th grade when I set that goal for myself. And I said, you know, I want to be a leader. And I read Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People in 6th grade, which I know sounds insane. But you know what you want to be, and your friends don't know what you want to be. And it does not matter what they think, because this is not their life, this is your life. It does not matter what they think about your goal or your dream. It's nice if they're supportive. I love, I know some of you ladies have probably seen this. Have y'all seen High School Musical? I love that movie. I love it. Because nobody likes to be put in a box. And there's so many stereotypes, you know. Oh, I'm a jock, I'm supposed to act this way. Or, oh, I'm a smart person, I'm supposed to act this way. And I always refused to get put in a box, and it made it tough for me here because I didn't have a lot of friends, you know, because I didn't fit in the mold. But you know what? This is your life, and you're going to be much happier at this age. If you go ahead and learn, I'm going to be me, and whatever you want to do is fine, but I'm going to be me. And that's what I want you to do. So I want you to write down the things, and it may even be a habit. I don't want to procrastinate. I don't, you know, and it may be something you write down. I don't like how I feel bad when I know I haven't studied and I know I'm smart enough to pass this class or pass that class. But it's the things, when I sit down and I do this, I write about the things that I wish I could do and the things that really bug me about myself. You know, like I want to be this or I want to be that. Okay? So type it in Word. Or write on a piece of paper, and I'll be right back with the notes to hand you. Okay? You're doing that. You don't have to write all your... This is just notes to yourself. You will come up with your life goals later. This is just your notes, just rough draft. I want to do this. I want to do that. I'd like to do this. I'd like to be... all-state football next year or before I graduate, you know. Yeah. Are there any questions? Write your name on these notes. This is what you will need to, when we have a test over this, and we will have a test over these principles, it's something you need to know for your whole life. And I like teaching this, but it's also tough for me because I always find that every time I teach this, I have to change myself because there's always things that I need to get better at. Give you another couple minutes and this is just notes to yourself, and you may just want to say this on your jump drive. Some people like to password protect it because they come back to it. And if you want to password protect it, you can go to tools. There it is. Okay. Tools and options.
Security.
Okay. Passwords. That's where you put in your passwords. And y'all know how it is. Sometimes you just want to keep things private because, you know, people are nosy and would love to. People love to stomp on your dreams, and it's usually people who don't have dreams themselves. It's usually people who think high school is the best time of their life. I know very few successful adults who thought high school was the best time of their life.
Do you want us to, like, write it on a piece of paper?
It can be on a piece of paper. It can be typed. It could be on the back of that thing.
It's fluid. You want us to print it?
No. But I want you to have it because you're going to be using it through this whole thing. This is your private. If you want to share some of your things you want to do with me, that's fine. And I can coach you on how to do those things. But this is your, everybody has a right to their own dreams and goals. Okay. What happens when you do this is you realize that you have to make changes if you're going to get there. Okay. Save this. Save it. Okay, and then we can come back. You're going to come back to it. But I just kind of want to get you thinking and making notes to yourself. And y'all, this is a great opportunity. I've based this off of a class that I took from Franklin Covey way back when I was a manager at Cellular One and actually a little bit before that. And I actually paid them every year to come in and train all of my office staff on this. So I've been through it, oh golly, 4 or 5 times. And every time I went through it, I learned something new. And sometimes we just need to hear it. Even if we know about writing things down, we need to hear it so that we can remember it. And it's more than just about writing things down. It's about living a good life and fitting everything in. You know, sometimes our lives become better when we add things to our lives. But sometimes our lives come better when we subtract things. What do I mean by that? Take away the stuff that's wasting our time that we may not need to do. And I don't mean cut out all TV or whatever. I'm talking about the things that truly don't add any value to our life. Cutting those things out. And so sometimes the key to add stuff to your life is by subtracting things out. And so this lets you look at your life and look at what you do and say, am I doing with my life what I want to do at this point? Now I will tell you this. At your age in particular, I don't know a person who doesn't struggle with insecurity. I don't know anybody who doesn't. And I'm sure that they're out there, but usually I think most of them are lying because all of us are insecure at some point. And at your age is the age when I was probably coming out of being the most insecure because probably from 6th grade to 8th grade, most people tend to have their most insecure times because you see all these movie stars, you know, and these people in People magazine, and everybody plays it up like they have this great life and everything's perfect and they all have these cute clothes and they have $5,000 pocketbooks and all that. But y'all, there are a heck of a lot of people out there with a lot of money who are miserable as dirt and they can't stay married. And most of them are not happy. I mean, why do they have drug problems? Why do they end up in rehab? Because they're not happy. That your job is to be the best you that you can be. Not to be Lindsay Lohan or whoever's cool at the moment. I don't know who. But your job is to be you. Don't sit there and compare yourself to other people. If I'm feeling bad about myself, I do not pick up a magazine. Because I know I'm going to see beautiful people who are also 37 years old and look like they're 17. They have beautiful clothes and they had 5 kids and, you know, they're this big around and I'm going to feel bad about myself. And, you know, my job is to live my best life and to be me. And my job is not to be on the front of People magazine. I am happy with my life the way it is. I chose to live in Camilla and I'm happy with it. And your job is to live your life and to learn to be content with who you are. Every single one of you have a purpose on this planet that only you can do. Nobody else can do the purpose that you are put here for. And I love it in the Bible. It says that you are His workmanship. It's kind of like God made you and He sat back and He looked at you and said, yeah, I like it. Every single thing He did intentionally. And when I was y'all's age, I had a lot of freckles. I can't get out in the sun now because of skin cancer, but I had a lot of freckles and I didn't like them. Why do I have freckles? You know? Why? But you know, God made me like I am. I am who I am. And as you get older, you learn to be more happy with yourself. But then you start having a whole different set of issues, you know. As you know, oh, I can't run as fast as I did, or what, you know. It's just silly things. But y'all, right now at this age, you're young, but you've got insecurities and you're not happy with yourself. And a lot of times the goals you set are, well, I'm going to be 105 pounds or whatever, you know, and be little tiny stick because everybody thinks that's beauty. But you know what? That's what some magazine person, they're trying to sell magazines, right? And you don't have to look like the people in the magazines. That's why guys fight the hair code. Because it's cool now to have long curly hair over your ears, some people. And that's the cool thing. And everybody wants to look like the guys in the magazines. And they don't want to follow the hair code because the hair code is not cool. And and that's why we have trouble with the hair code. It's not that y'all don't want to follow the rule. It's you want to look cool. Because you want to look like whoever has the hair that you want to look like, you know? It's a I want to be like somebody else kind of thing. And we all do that. We all want to be validated. We all want to feel good about ourselves. But y'all, feeling good about yourself comes from doing the things you love. And it comes from finding your purpose. And it comes from following your passions and following your dreams and doing things you love. Because if you try to please everybody else, I'm in a job I love. I am doing what I love. But when you're my age, you're going to be miserable and you're going to be in a job that you hate. How many people know an adult that's somewhere around my age that hates their job, hates going to work every day, and is just miserable? Because I do. Right. And your question is, do you want to be that? And if you start trying to be what everybody else says that you need to be, that's the path you're going on. But if you can learn to say, this is what I want to be. Here's how I'm going to set a goal. Headphones off. Here's how I'm going to set a goal. Here's what I'm going to accomplish. If you can set that habit now in ninth grade, it is so important to go to the best college that you can get into that is right for you. Okay, now Georgia or Georgia Tech or all those are not right for everybody, and that's okay. But y'all, there is a financial difference, a significant financial difference between what they call a tier one college. The Georgias, the Georgia Techs, like Madison's talked about, Wake Forest, those types of college. You know, that's tier one. Above tier one, you got Ivy League. Now, some people can get scholarships to Ivy League. I couldn't afford Ivy League.
Does it matter what undergrad I do?
Yes. You want to do an undergrad that will help you pass your MCAT. Right? So you want to look for people who have an extremely high acceptance rate into med school for a college and a major. Because then you know if you ace that college that you can get into med school.
Because I've heard a lot of people that I can't be a doctor, I can't make money.
Exactly. Exactly. But Wake Forest, from what I understand, has a great reputation for getting in there. And I know I had a lot of friends who became doctors that were like biology majors at Georgia Tech because they had like a 99.9% acceptance rate into med school when I was there. But that's a good question. See, Madison's asking the questions now because those people who wanted to be doctors and didn't do their homework in high school and went to a college that won't let them get in. And there's some schools around here that people go to, and I think I know the school you're talking about, and I don't want to, since I'm recording, that have biology degrees, and then you want to go be, if you're going to be a doctor, you probably need to go to a tier one college. Okay, tier one are your major state universities. Are they tougher to get into, y'all? Is it harder to get into Georgia than it used to be? Everybody knows it is, right? It's tough. But you know what? Every single one of you in this room, if you decided you wanted to go there, you could get in there. It's GPA and SAT. That's what it is. And at this point, your GPA is up to you. It's totally up to you. You can have a great GPA and get by with a medium SAT. But if you have a stinking GPA, a good SAT. Now, if you have an unbelievable SAT, there are people that will hand you scholarships anywhere. But this is the kind of stuff you need to plan for and think about now. And remember this, some people think in high school it's cool not to be smart. But I'll tell you, guys, if you want to know who gets the girls when you get out, it's not Mr. Popularity, it's not Mr. Cool. What happened with Joe Millionaire? Who remembers Joe Millionaire? That TV show. What happened on that? What did they do in that show? They took a forklift driver and they did what? They put him in a mansion and they told all these women that he was a millionaire. And the women just went crazy, right? And then he asked the girl to marry him and she was so excited. But what did she have to tell him? What did he have to tell her?
That he wasn't a millionaire.
He was a forklift driver. Did she stay with him? Now that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate, and that whole show is contrived, and I don't advocate that. But guys, if you care about getting the hot girls, then you're going to want to be intelligent and good-looking and athletic. Because when you get out, it doesn't matter how cute or popular you are. If you're dumb as a post and hadn't done well in school, it's going to be tough for you to get into the good colleges. That's the way to be the most attractive. And ladies, if you look at it, the women who go to Ivy League schools, they have a high percentage of models that go there. The most attractive women are the ones who are intelligent. And a lot of these movie stars who pretend to be dumb, they're not dumb. I mean, J-Lo, she is a very good marketer. You know, a lot of these people are very good marketers and have made a lot of money off of themselves. It's good to be smart, and it's fine to be smart. And don't let anybody tell you that you have to play dumb. I had a friend who, she ended up getting second in my class. She was blonde and she felt like she had to play dumb sometimes. Sometimes, not all the time. She was very smart. She got star student. But sometimes I think she felt like she had to play dumb and it hurt her grades. You don't have to play dumb. That's stupid. Be you and be who you are and know that it's cool to be smart. And it may not be now, but it sure will be when you get out. I'll tell you, when I was in high school, I did not have hardly any dates at all, and I ended up having a boyfriend who went to Randolph Southern at the time. But when I got to college and went to Georgia Tech, I'd have like 10 dates a week. Some days I'd have 3 dates. My worst day, and I only did it once, I had 3 dates in one day. And the second date saw the third date picking me up at the corner. And it was not pleasant. And so I didn't do that anymore. But at Georgia Tech, with the ratio of men to women that it was, and if you were intelligent, that was a good thing. It's a good thing when you're intelligent and you get away from this small town. It's a good thing. And, you know, do people ever make fun of you if you use a big wordly-wise word when you're around people not from here, maybe? Yes. How do you know that word? And it's
exactly.
Like, of course I know that word. We use it every day. Yeah, and we dumb ourselves down, and that's ridiculous. So let's talk about natural laws. A natural law is a fundamental principle which governs the cause and effect of human behavior. Okay? If I throw this little chip right here, okay? When I throw this chip, it hits the ground. It doesn't matter what I believe. Okay, I believe. Okay, I'm going to believe as hard as I can that this chip is going to float. Okay, I believe that this is going to float. Is it going to float? I believe it's going to float. Is it going to float? Oh, I believe it. I believe it's going to float. Is it going to float? Boop. It does not matter what you believe about lists and team managing. It honestly does not matter what you believe. What you believe may not be true. Truth is not determined by what you believe. Truth is determined by what is true. And the stuff I'm going to teach you is what is true. It is what researchers say. It is what the facts are. You may not like them. And you may say, well, I don't have to do that. But you know what? As much as I believe that this thing is going to float, it's not going to float. It's not going to float. And if you believe that you're going to be one of those people that can manage 50 things at once, just remember the thing we did yesterday with the numbers. What happened when you got to 9 or 10 numbers? You forgot all of them, didn't you? That is what you do in your life. You forget everything that you have to do. And it is important enough for us to take 3 weeks to cover this. And I don't know of any teacher that covers how to manage your time and how to set goals. But I will tell you, I believe out of everything I teach, it's the most important 3 weeks that I will have you of your entire time. Because I have seen more people who have set more goals out of this time of planning that have gone on to accomplish them and do amazing things. I mean, I can name person after person after person who has done really neat things that have graduated since I've been here, and they set their goals sitting down. I can't take credit for that. I just gave them the time to do it. Okay, so it's an opportunity to do this, and you have a choice. You can either tune it out and go, that Miss Vicky, she's so stupid. She doesn't know what it's like to be a teenager. She doesn't understand, you know. But I've been there, and I remember better than many because of how tough it was for me as a teenager. So we have these natural laws, and it doesn't matter what we believe. Natural laws are what are going to govern things. Okay? And here's natural law number one. Who wants to read it for me? Natural law number one. You're going to have to explain these natural laws, so make sure you understand them. Betsy, you want to read that for me? Okay. If you fail to control the events in your life, the events in your life will control you. What do I mean by that? Who can explain? Give me an example.
If you don't control what you do, then the things that you do.
Like if you act dumb, the dumb will start to control you. It will actually be like that. Kind of like what you're
saying. Yes. Now, if you don't, and you better be taking notes so you can explain this, because you will have to explain this on the test. Make sure you can explain it. You don't take care of your grades and you don't take care of your business and you start failing. What happens? And who steps in and takes control? All of y'all are here because your parents care and your parents sacrifice. It is a sacrifice to go here. But most people that send their kids here are not made of money. It is a sacrifice. And we sacrifice vacations and houses and extra nice cars and extra clothes, and it's a sacrifice. So what are your parents going to do if you bring home an F? Okay, so that controls you. You have a sore rear end, which at this age y'all probably don't get. What happens to you? You get grounded. What else happens to you?
The remainder of this class discussion was lost when my battery died. However, if you listen to tomorrow, we did review what we discussed at the beginning of this in second period. And also, this will serve for the recording for the sixth period class for this day. We've purchased rechargeable batteries, but that's what happened on this day. Thanks for listening.